it's been building up over a couple of months. Various reasons internally, which I won't go into, but the main thing for me was my biggest part and my most enjoyment is the coaching side of it, and just felt I couldn't do that. Do one thing or another, my shifts at work, alternate weeks, players working, and it just wasn't feeling right, and it wasn't fitting to what I want to do and how I want to be in the dressing room and run the football side of things. So next year wouldn't be any different, and that's the decision I've come to.
Is there an element of leaving a project not quite finished, though, as Diamonds have still clearly got the potential to go further than UCL Pro?
Yeah, very much so. I desperately wanted to be part of that. All through the season, I've hoped we'd go up, and fair play to Spalding, they ran away with it. But I can't see any benefit for me to stay there. Yes, I've done reasonably well, and yes, I love it. But is the club going to progress? Is it fair for the club to have somebody that's not doing how the club want it done? I've taken a decision where I thought it was time to leave.
Is there any capacity with Diamonds that you would consider staying?
It wasn't discussed. I spoke to the chairman and said, that's it for me. I spoke to the chairman yesterday, and there was nothing discussed other than I accept your resignation, and in the future there may be coaching available or something like that, which I would never say no to, because I love the coaching side of it. Who knows? I'll never say never. I'm trying to get past Saturday, because that's going to be the difficult one. Going past Saturday, trying not to listen out for the result will be difficult, but I'm sure I will, and I shall miss it madly.
What has it meant to you to be the first manager of AFC Russian Diamonds, Mark?
Oh, it's meant a lot. All the way through, I've said before how proud I was to be the first manager, and I shall always be proud. What we've been through and what we've achieved, the cup games, the Cambridge City one, the Dover away, Northwood away, all those games being special memories, and I'm sure the supporters will have their own memories. But for me to be involved with it, it's been fantastic. But over the last few months, it's changed a little bit. Things ain't quite the same. The balance isn't quite right. So I should be proud of it, and I shall always miss it. And I'm sure at some point I shall go down to the ground and watch a game, and I shall always keep an eye on it, because it means something to me.
And just a final one, are you aware that you've raised the expectations surrounding this Phoenix club to such an extent that whoever does come in is going to have a very difficult job? Spalding won't be caught this season, I think we both know that, but
yeah,
for next season, whoever does take charge has got a big job on their hands to follow you.
They have, but the main thing is that they've got to understand the club, because there won't be a massive budget, and they've got to understand that and what the club are going for and how they're going to develop over the next few years. I understood that and cope with that, but the person coming in has got a big task with the expectations and everything goes with it, which is brilliant. Don't get me wrong, I love that side of it, and it drove me on. I hope that it's the right person, and I hope it's a person that believes in Diamonds and the way they want to go forward. I wish them all success, and if Andy gets it for the remainder of this season, I wish him well, and if he gets it next year, fantastic. Whoever gets it, I would never hold a grudge against anybody taking it on, because it's a superb situation to be in and a superb club to manage.